That's what Quincy Alderman heard Monday night from Airport Director Sandra Shore during the second of two budget review meetings. Shore says when construction starts depends on several factors.
Depends on how long it takes for us to get our bid and grant paperwork in order. But we have a pretty large first phase of construction, so we're looking forward to getting that started.
$10 million in funding for the work has been secured, including $9 million in federal funds, along with $500,000 in state money. Those were secured last year. The city will match another $500,000. The work will correct a long-standing issue with the main runway sightlines. Shore says a groundbreaking ceremony is set for May 5th. She also says that while work is being done on the main runway, work will also be done on another runway.
At the same time, though, we are going to be removing our third runway pavement. It's something that has been recommended by the FAA and will save the city maintenance costs on for the future.
Shore says that even with the work on both runways, Quincy Regional will have a runway open for flights. Work on the main runway should be completed in 3 to 4 years. Shore also says that the airport will only need a subsidy from the city of just under $400,000. That's before an expected $2 million in federal grants are given to Quincy Regional. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.